Welcome to the daily International OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Rabbi Phil Karish of the Orthodox Union, filling in for Naftali Herman, who's on break with his family. Thank you so much to each of you for joining today's call on Erev Shabbos, Friday, the 18th day of the month of Kislev, just 1 week out from Hanukkah. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Eli Shestak of Congregation Ahavat Achim in Fair Lawn, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Shestak slowly reciting our daily dose of three chapters of Tehillim, three chapters from Psalms, chapters 23, 121, and 130. That's Prakim Kaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, which will be followed by the Mishaberach for Cholim and Achenu. We'll conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Shestak to learn a little bit about him and his community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Sunday's speaker, B'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shestak.
Thank you, Rabbi Karish, and thank you to all of you for giving me the honor of being able to speak to you this Erev Shabbat. God, you've been too good to me, says Yaakov. Katonti mikol hachasadim, mikol ha'emes. I'm humbled by the kindness and the truth, asher asita es avdecha, that you've done to me. In this week's parsha, we read that before Yaakov has the terrifying opportunity of encountering his brother, he first begins with these three mechanisms of preparation. He sends gifts, he divides his camp, and he begins to pray. And he begins his prayer with this statement of humility that, God, you've been so good to me. Because with a staff, alone, with nothing else but a staff, I crossed this Jordan River on my way to my uncle Lavan's house so many years ago. And now, now I'm two camps. But with just a few psukim of context, we see that the conclusion of this verse is strange. You'd expect Yaakov to say something like, rags to riches. Thank you, Hashem, for all the kindness bringing me from rags to riches. I crossed the Jordan with just a staff, and now I have two camps. Wow, amazing. Two camps. So much success, so much wealth that I can divide it. I have a vacation home in wherever. But it was just a little bit of context. We know that the two camps are because Yaakov is terrified that if one of the camps is attacked, im yavo Esav el hamachaneha achas vihikahu, if Esav attacks one of the camps, vayah hamachaneha nishar lefleita, then the other camp can run away and survive. This isn't a statement of riches. It's a statement of trepidation. Could it possibly be that Yaakov Chas V'Shalom is being sarcastic? That what he's saying to God is I crossed with the staff and now I'm running for my life? Could that possibly be what Yaakov means? And if that's not what he means, and if this is a statement of some sort of positivity, why does Yaakov say this like it's positive? Va'ata ha'isi v'shtei machanos. And now I am two camps. How, in what way could this possibly be a good thing? The Medrash Rabbah says that the second camp here is speaking about in a broader sense, in a national historical sense. The second camp is the camp of Galus, the camp of exile. So there's a camp in Israel and there's a camp in exile. And that just seems to make it even less of a positive thing. That we're going to be a nation that is sometimes able to dwell in sovereignty in our homeland and sometimes will be exiled. But perhaps we can use this medrash as a jumping off point to answer this question of what Yaakov could be stating to Hashem in this moment. Our two machanot, our two camps, ensure our survival. Because if Esav attacks one, there's another one that can exist, diaspora, being spread amongst the nations. It has, in reality, given us the ability to survive throughout a 2,000-year exile. But it's not just because we've been dispersed. Being dispersed in and of itself would be damning. But being dispersed with the character of the Beis Machanos, the two Machanos, the two camps of Yaakov, that's a different story. Going all the way back to the times of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, when the Jews were in exile in Babylonia, and there was the camp that was left in Eretz Yisrael after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, to Sfardim and Ashkenazim in the Middle Ages, to the Old World and the Golden Medina in the 18 and 1900s, to the Anglo and Israeli Jewish communities of the late 20th century and today. We take care of the other machane, and the other machane takes care of us. Whether it's supporting refuseniks, marching against BDS, or our now an individual machanos, so sometimes even one or two people, we support the other machane, and the other machane supports us. I was having a conversation with one of the elderly members of our community this week, and she said to me that she would have expected that by now the members of our shul would have stopped caring about her. It's been months, but they still do, checking in, bringing food, running errands for her. And incredibly, though we may have COVID fatigue and we may suffer from compliance fatigue, we somehow don't have chesed fatigue. The daily continuity of this program, this daily program, is proof of that. And so kol hakavod to the OU, and perhaps even more importantly to all of you, for being mikayim, for establishing, for living Maase Avos Siman Labanim, the foundations of our father being, of our fathers, our forefathers, being experienced and lived with the children, with us. And so just like Yaakov, let's now turn in tefillah with the very next words that Yaakov says in the Torah, Hatzileni Na, and ask Hashem for Hasala and Yeshua. Well, now, in light of Yaakov's tefillah, mirror it with the Mizmorim of Tehillim, with the chapters of Psalms 23, 121, and 130. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Etzar Binos Deshe Yavitzeini Almei Menuchos Yinaleini Nafshi Yishovev Yancheini B'magle Tzedek L'man Shemo Gam ki eilech v'geit ha-mavet lo ira ra ki ata imadi shivtecha u'mishantecha heima yinachamuni taruch lefanai shulchan neged tzorirai Dishanta Vashem en Roshi Kosi Rivaya Achto Vachesed Yirdifuni Kol Yimei Chayai Vishavti Beveis Adonai Liorech Yamin. After 121. Shir la malos esainai el hari me'ayin yavo ezri ezri me'im adonai osei shamayim varet Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yonum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tilcha yad yiminecha, yomam hashemesh lo yakecha, V'yareyach b'layla Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra Yishmar es nafshecha Adonai yishmar tzeischa uvoecha Me'ata v'yad olam.
Chapter 130.
Shir hamalos mimamakim kirasticha Adonai. Adonai shima bekoli. Tiyanaz necha kashuvos lekol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmar ya Adonai mi amod Kimcha haslicha leman tivarei Kivisi Adonai, kivsar nafshi, velidvaro hochalti, nafshi Adonai, mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, v'harbe imo fedu, v'hu yifdes Yisrael, mikol avonosav.
At the pause, please insert the name or names of anyone who needs a refuah. Mi Shaberach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Ushlomo Sara Rivka Rachel Vleya Yivarech Virape Esacholim V'Esacholos.
Ba'avur sha'anachdu nitein tzedako tefila ba'avuram. Bishar zeh kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem l'hachlimam l'rafosam l'hachazikam l'hachayosam. Yishlach lahem mehira refuah shleima min ha'shamayim l'chol evareim l'chol gideim v'soch sha'ar cholei Yisrael v'olam. Refuah ha'nefesh, refuah ha'guf. Hashta ba'agala v'zman kariv v'nomar amin. Achinu kol beis Yisrael, hanusinim batzara uvashivya, haomdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem, yotziyem mitzara lirbacha, umeafela leora, umishivud legeula, hashra bagala uvizman kariv, v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi. As we transition to the next part of the call, I just wanted to learn a little bit about you and your community. And our first question for you is, how are you, how is your family, and how is your community?
Thank God. I'm well. Thank God my family is doing well. Mirat Hashem, we're expecting in a few months, and the kids are, thank God, able to be in school, and Baruch Hashem, the community as well, is making it through. We've seen a lot of resilience through the struggle.
good to hear that. Sounds like things are brightening up. If you could give a little bit of insight to the listeners today about your community, could you give us a brief overview about your shul and as it sits in the community in general?
Sure. So we're in Fairlawn, New Jersey. You know, Bergen County is a hub of Jewish life, and Fairlawn is one of the moderately sized communities in Bergen County. The largest is Teaneck, and of the communities of the shuls in Fairlawn, we're one of the smaller shuls, and we're also one of the more diverse and eclectic shuls. And I like to say that gives us kind of being the little brother of the little brother, which gives the community a really nice feel, a lot of warmth, a lot of camaraderie amongst the members.
Got it. Sounds wonderful. Let's take it back a step. Let's go back to what your motivations were to enter into the rabbinate. What pushed you, what inspired you to become a pulpit rabbi?
Sure. So I have a good story for this, but it's true. So my mother used to work for the State Department, the U.S. State Department, and I grew up in Teaneck, Bergenfield. But when I was in middle school, she was posted in the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, and so my sister and myself and my mother, we went to live in Russia. And while we were there, I went to the Anglo-American School of Moscow, and it was my first time really being out of the bubble, in a sense, of the Jewish community. And the first Pesach that we were there, I decided to put out an invitation to all of the Jewish, middle schoolers that were in the Anglo-American School of Moscow along with me. And we got 25 Jewish 12, 13, and 14-year-olds who all came to this seder.
Wow.
Being a part of running that seder just lit a fire under me that thank God is still burning.
That's amazing. That's really a great story and does explain how you ended up where you are so far. Lastly, and a question we've been asking a lot of the rabbis we've had on our call. If you had a little pixie dust to see the future, what communal changes do you anticipate will stay as something that we've gained from during this time in COVID? So what experiences, what messages from COVID world will extend beyond COVID to the future of the Jewish people?
It's a great question. I think that in the challenge to re-engage our membership, which I think every shul and every community at large is going through, there's been a tremendous amount of creativity and halakhic prioritization. And I think that both of those elements are things that have the potential to stick around. But I think in a broader sense, what that challenge is it's a challenge to stay relevant. And there are so many ways that in the 21st century, going well beyond, I think, the scope of COVID, there's a challenge that we face in the Jewish community in terms of relevance. I think that ultimately falls right now in today's day and age to our relationship with technology. Because as a modern Orthodox community that attempts to be relevant, to not be isolationist in its nature, how can we promote a healthy relationship with technology and at the same time retain that relevance and the integrated nature that we want to have?
Totally understood. Thank you. Rabbi Shestak, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a glimpse into your community. As with all of Klal Yisrael and the entire world, our thoughts and tfilos are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered the tova. And may the Ribono Shel Olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern for words of inspiration from Rabbi Rael Blumenthal of Boca Raton Synagogue West in Boca Raton, Florida. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and beautiful Shabbos.